countless salutations be upon the chosen one, the soul of mercy. Countless salutations be upon the divine candle of assembly of guidance.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabi Allah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Noor Allah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to a wonderful episode on the silsila, The Life of the Chosen One. At the very beginning, I will motivate you and ourselves as our Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir Ahl-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, the founder of Dawud Islami, encourages us to make as many good intentions as possible. For example, I will listen to the silsila from the beginning to end for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and His Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi wa Alihi wa Sallam. I will make a note of the important points and try to practice upon them. I will try to encourage them amongst my family members, my spouse, my children, and other Muslims in my society. Whatever other good intentions we can make, make them now to gain maximum rewards and sawab, inshallah azza wa jal. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, for those who are following the silsila, the last time we had mentioned about Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, how he had built a masjid in his courtyard, and there he used to recite the Holy Quran aloud, and people, Muslims or even non-Muslims, they would listen, they would hear this recitation of the Holy Quran. It was a form of making da'wah, inviting towards goodness, towards Islam and the path of truth. And look at his yaqeen. His conviction was that my Allah Azza wa Jal is sufficient for me. Doesn't matter what the people are going to do, but I am going to believe in my Allah and propagate my Islam. And today we continue from where we left off. And very amazing actually, the embracing of Islam, the acceptance of Islam by Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who is one of the uncles of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat, for the entire story, please do share it with us, how Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu accepted Islam.
A very heart-touching and emotional, and it feels so good to know. It revives your iman to know the quality and level of their iman. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Usually during the sixth year of prophethood, both Hazrat Amir Hamza radiyallahu an and Hazrat Umar radiyallahu an accepted Islam. They entered into Islam, which strengthened the respect of the Muslims. Meaning, when they accepted Islam, when they came into the fold of Islam, because of their strength, and they were famous and well known for their power. The Muslims used to fear Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu when he was, before accepting Islam, they used to fear him. And now when he accepted Islam, now the kuffar were fearing, the non-Muslims were fearing. So by Amir Hamza accepting Islam, and by Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu entering into the fold of Islam, they strengthened the Muslims. Amongst all his uncles, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam had unique love for Hazrat Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu, who was an impartial and just individual and only a few years older than him, older than our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah. Because of drinking the milk of Hazrat Suwaiba radiallahu anha during childhood, Hazrat Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu also became the foster brother of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Okay.
Yes. Mashallah. He drank the milk of that khatun, that given her milk to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they were Rizai brothers. Foster brothers. Mashallah. Subhanallah. Kya naseeb hai. What a beautiful naseeb that is. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. But yet, he was strong and athletic person who used to spend his days hunting. after returning, he would make tawaf of the Kaaba and sit with the leaders of Quraysh. This was his tariqah. This was his ways. He would spend most of his time. This was his hobby, that he would like doing hunting. And he was Bahadur, a very strong person. He was famous for his fights. He was famous for his power. And when he would return back from hunting, he would make tawaf of the Kaaba and he would sit amongst the leaders of Quraysh. Subhanallah, subhanallah. One day while after he came back from hunting, he was once informed by his sister, Hazrat Bibi Safiya, radiallahu anha, and the slave girl of Ibn Judman, when he returned from hunting, that his nephew, he was told by this slave girl and his sister, that his nephew Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had been treated very offensively by Abu Jahl. Yani kisi ne aake khabar di ke o Amir Hamza, aapke nephew ko, your nephew Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being treated very badly. Allahu Akbar. Now, yet he never accepted Islam at that time, but the love in his heart for Rasulullah was this, that he immediately woke up. The uncle of the Holy Prophet ﷺ became enraged by this and set out to find him. He went to look for Abu Jahl and those people that were worrying our beloved Nabi ﷺ, carrying in his hands the bow and arrow used for hunting. Because he just came from hunting and he had the bow and arrow in with him. And as he found Abu Jahl, Allahu Akbar, he immediately struck a forceful arrow towards Abu Jahl, which went and struck Abu Jahl. And Abu Jahl started to bleed. Allahu Akbar. And he, while this is happening, he screams out, he shouts out by saying, I have accepted Islam, O Abu Jahl. Allahu Akbar. He declared his iman. He declared his love, his respect, his dignity, his life for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he knew by fighting with Abu Jahl, because Abu Jahl was the leader of Makkah, he knew that this will cause a fight, but he had love for our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. So this was also one time when he declared his iman and his love for Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then immediately, in very beautiful words, he recites these couplets. I would like the viewers of Madani channel, for the sake of barakah inshallah, I would like to recite these couplets which came out from the Mubarak mouth of Hazrat Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu. Subhanallah. This shairi was from his mouth. Subhanallah. He says, حَمِدْتُ اللَّهَ حِينَ هُدَى فَوَادِي إِلَى الْإِسْلَامِ وَالدِّينِ الْحَنِيفِ. Subhanallah. The translation is, I praise Allah Azza wa Jal for when He granted my heart the deen of Islam and guidance to the Deen Hanif. Subhanallah. He says, I worship that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that guided my heart. Subhanallah. He is telling the kuffar in this beautiful poetry. He says, إِذَا تُلِيَتْ رَسَابِلُهُ عَلَيْنَا تَحَدَّرَ دَمْعُ ذِي اللُّبَّ الْحَصِيفِ. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. He says, when the laws of Islam are delivered before us, it brings tears to even the most intellectual self. Subhanallah, subhanallah. When the laws of Islam are delivered before us, when Rasulullah gives us the ahkam, when he teaches us the teachings, he shows us the teachings of Islam, this brings tears even to the most intellectual person. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Look at how beautiful he says it. Subhanallah. He says in the next couplet, وأحمد مصطفى فينا مطاع فلا تغسوه بالقول العنيف. Allah Azza wa Jal's Ahmad, meaning our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is our leader. He says, وأحمد مصطفى فينا مطاع. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our leader. Hence, kuffar, O non-believers, disregard conquering him with your false ramblings. Allahu Akbar. Forget about it. Ki tum kabhi kamyab nahi ho sakte. Ye hamare aqa hai, ye hamare maula hai. Subhanallah. He says in the next couplet very beautifully, فلا والله نسلمه لقوم ولما نقضي فيهم بالسيوف. So by Allah Azza wa Jal, we will never let the kuffar seize him. Allahu Akbar. And we are prepared to draw our swords against them who decide to fail, who decide our fate. We are ready to fight with those people.
Amazing. Very, very beautiful couplet, in fact.
Subhanallah,
in
subhanallah, subhanallah.
And here also, we can see the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, actually. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our leader, actually. Mustafa, he is the chosen one. And you mentioned that Amin Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he used to hunt. And in some narrations, he used to hunt even lions as well.
Allahu.
And his title, Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his title itself is Asadullah wa Asadur Rasul. The line of Allah and the line of the Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Imagine that achievement.
I mean, his bravery, his courage, how courageous he was. And even he struck Abu Jahl, who is the Fir'aun of this ummah, as mentioned by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he didn't think about the consequences. And all the Quraysh, Abu Jahl is such a big leader, he will attack me. But because he was brave himself, and he was a master archer, master in archery as well. Because he used to hunt with his bows and arrows. So he had struck Abu Jahl with his bow. Huzur, another very amazing incident that took place, as we mentioned earlier, that Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, they both accepted Islam in the same year. I'm sure our dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, they are waiting to hear the incident of how Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu became a Muslim. So here as well, please enlighten us of this acceptance of Islam.
Hazrat Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu accepted Islam like this, as we have just mentioned, right? And 3 days later, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu also accepted Islam.
So close.
SubhanAllah, so close. 3 days later, inhone bhi Islam qubul kiya, mashallah. But there are many narrations regarding this incident, regarding him accepting Islam, and all are right. Inshallah.
How he accepted Islam,
right? But because all are so authentic, inshallah, let me just mention one narration, inshallah, which is also mentioned by great scholars and written in many, many books, subhanallah, also mentioned in this book, subhanallah. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu once set out with a sword in his hand to take the life of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we will just join in why he was provoked to go and do this. For the previous narration mentions that he was sitting against the Kaaba in the Haram Sharif of Makkatul Mukarramah. And as he was sitting, one person came and told him that, "Oh Umar, you are sitting here and you are relaxing while 39 people have already accepted Islam." Allahu Akbar. 39 people have already accepted Islam. And you are sitting here. And when he heard this, it provoked him. It disturbed him. He got up. And with anger, he took off his sword. And he mentioned that 39 people have become Muslim. And I will not allow the 40th person to accept Islam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. This was. So he went with this intention. I will not let the 40th person accept Islam, meaning I will hurt our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In fact, he wanted to execute
our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was, na'udhu billah, astaghfirullah. This was his intention at that time. So as he's walking with the sword in his hand to go and fight with our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the way he met with Hazrat Nu'aym bin Abdullah Qurayshi radiyallahu anhu, who had just entered into Islam. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Nu'aym radiyallahu anhu asked, "Oh Umar radiyallahu anhu, where are you going in this mud heat with a sword in your hand? Nangi talwar lekar kahan ja rahe ho? Is garmi mein?" Allahu Akbar. He replied, "I intend making the target of the sword Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Allahu Akbar. "I intend making the target of the sword Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am going to fight with our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." This were his words, the founder of Islam, hearing this. When Hazrat Nu'aym heard this, he said, "You should first put your own house in order. You are going to fight with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are going to fight with the founder of Islam. You think you are going to finish Islam and it's done and over? No, Umar. Wahan jaane se pehle, apne ghar ki khabar lo to. Go and find out what's happening in your home. Allahu Akbar. You should first put your own house in order. Your sister Fatima, radiyallahu anha. This was the sister of Hazrat Umar radiyallahu anha. And her husband Sa'id bin Zayd radiyallahu anha. Have both accepted Islam. Ye dono to musalman ho chuke hain. They are already Muslims. Why are you going to fight with the founder of Islam? Rather go and see what's wrong in your own house. Allahu Akbar. Now, just try to imagine Hazrat Umar radiyallahu anhu, he was going in that direction. And now somebody changed his direction towards his own house.
So his mentally house. And physically.
Yeah, his now he's disturbed. His direction changed. And he's disturbed, even more disturbed. I mean, this will get him even more angry. He is more, he wants to now really shed blood. Allahu Akbar. So in this manner, he went to his sister's house. The attention and direction of Hazrat Umar turned directly towards his sister's house. When he reached, he knocked on the door and called the people inside who were reciting the Quran. Subhanallah, subhanallah. It just caused the people inside who was in the house. They got disturbed. They got disturbed. Ki kon aaya hai? Allahu Akbar. Who is outside the house? His sister immediately kept the Quran away. They started to panic. And the beautiful Quran was now kept away. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha, the sister of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anha, then opened the door for Hazrat Umar radiallahu anha, who entered and immediately began to shout, "You have also accepted Islam? Kya tumne bhi Islam qubool kar liya?" He is asking his own sister in this tone, in this manner. Allahu Akbar. He caught his brother-in-law, tramped him into the ground, Allahu Akbar, and began to fist him. Yani mukka bhi mara, aur paon se dabaya bhi, pairon se daba liya unko. He stood on top of him, he booted him brutally. Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha stepped forward in order to save her husband. She received a hit so hard that her earrings broke off. Allahu Akbar. She started to bleed from her hair, from her ears as well. She then said, "Umar, do whatever you please. Oh Umar, tum chaho meri jaan le lo. Do whatever pleases you. Magar now, we have already read the kalima of our beloved Nabi Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ab to hum huzur ke ghulam ho chuke hain. Tum chaho jo karo, hum Islam ke damon ko kabhi nahi chhodenge." Allahu Akbar. These were her words, that do whatever you want, but we are not going to leave Islam. This is the quality of Iman I'm speaking about. This is what we are trying to let the viewers of our Madani channel understand, that they loved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam so much that jaan dene ke liye hama waqt tayyar. They were always ready to give their lives away, but they were never ready to insult our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to go back.
Absolutely. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, I mean, physically he was a big person. We're talking about a sahabiya,
Allahu Akbar.
Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu anhu, a lady, a female sahabiya. And look at her courage. Although in such a situation that where people feared Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu because of his brute strength and his power. So here as well, although brother, but still he was angry and he was hitting, he was beating. But even in that condition, she didn't leave her iman. In fact, as you said, she stated that do whatever you want, we will never leave Islam.
Yes, that this is the statement. Courage. Now see, when she mentioned this, ki tum jo chaho so karo, do whatever pleases you, but Islam will not leave our hearts. This sentence of hers caused Hazrat Umar anhu in amazement of seeing the blood dripping from his sister's face. Allahu Akbar. And seeing her being steadfast on the deen, istiqamat, this made him silent for a moment. And he's amazed and shocked that I have beaten her, I have hit them, I have fought with them, but yet she is so steadfast on what she believes. So he is now quiet and silent. And after some time, bade der tak chup rahe, uske baad, he says, "Oh Fatima, show me what you were reading." مجھے دکھاؤ تم کیا پڑھ رہی تھی. اللہ اکبر. Now this is a miracle of the Quran. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, they after took some pages of the Holy Quran and placed it before him. He lifted it up to see the following ayah. When he seen in the Holy Quran, beautiful recitation of the Holy Quran, translation of Kanzul Iman. Whatever is in the heavens and in the earth, glorify Allah Azza wa Jal. And it is He the esteemed one, the wise. Allahu Akbar. It is He the esteemed one and the wise. When Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu read this verse, his eyes opened. Allahu Akbar. He experienced a revolution in his life. With each word of this ayah and verse conveying a new sense of truth in him. Ki ye main kya pad raha hu, ye kya hai? Ye kiska kalam hai? His body was shivering as he read this verse. And when he reached the ayat, the next ayat,
Aminu billahi wa rasulihi.
Believe in Allah Azza wa Jal and His Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu uncontrollably called out the kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. He could not control himself. This ayat ki Allah Allah ke Rasul par iman lao. Bring faith. Believe in Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He could not control himself.
Imagine the impact.
This is the kalam of Allah Azza wa Jal. When he read this and he could not control himself, now he went towards the house. He subsequently went towards the house of Hazrat Arqam bin Arqam radiallahu ta'ala an, where Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was at that time. He knocked on the door. Allahu Akbar. Knocked on the door and waited. Those inside then looked through the peephole. Sahaba ikram jo andar tashreef farma the, now they are peeping from the keyhole to see kon aaya hai. And Islam, Muslims were just few in a number. So who is it and why they have come here? When they peeped from the keyhole, from the peephole, to find Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu standing before them, with a sword in his hand, in terror, none could muster the courage of opening for him. سب ڈرے ہوئے تھے کہ ہم دروازہ کھولیں گے, یہ تو ننگی تلوار لے کے باہر کھڑے ہوئے ہیں. A naked sword in his hand. They don't know what is the intention of حضرت عمر رضی اللہ عنہ. کس نیت سے ننگی تلوار لے کے یہاں تک آئے ہوئے ہیں. What should we do now? اللہ اکبر. Until حضرت حمزہ رضی اللہ عنہ, the uncle of our beloved نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, said, let him in. Let him come in. If he comes with good intention, he'll be welcomed. Otherwise, that same sword he carries will be instrumental in slaying his own head. Allahu Akbar. Jis talwar ko lekar aaye, usi talwar se hum unko khatam kar denge. It will be used to slaughter him, to kill him. Thus the door was opened. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu stepped in. Mere Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, jaise hi ghar ke andar tashreef laaye, as he stepped in the house, our beloved Nabi Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam himself advanced forward and held him by the shoulders and saying, O son of Khattab, publicly announce your acceptance of Islam. To khamush kyu hai? Why are you silent? Ab sab ko keh de, sab ke samne announce kar de, in front of everybody announce your Islam. And without any delay, Hazrat Umar said, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He accepted Islam like this. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Now, as he accepted Islam, when the Muslims heard this, they became overwhelmed by joy. And they announced, Takbir Allahu Akbar, Takbir Allahu Akbar. Khushi ki mare sahaba ikram khush hai, ki ab to Umar bhi daman Islam mein aa chuke hain. Ab to Umar bhi huzur ke daman mein aa chuke hain. Look, one was the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and one was the nazar-e-karam of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Huzur ne nigah-e-karam un par dali. He placed his mubarak sight on Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu ki unki dil ki dunya bhi badal gayi. Subhanallah, subhanallah.
And over here as well, you know, we had mentioned earlier that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, he made a statement that I will ensure that there is no 40th Muslim.
Allah, Allah, Allah. Look at that. Just look at that.
Imagine, he becomes the 40th Muslim.
Subhanallah, 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 subhanallah.
This is the plan also. He didn't plan Allah Azza wa Jal.
And look, now this is the power of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. Right? When the Meccans, when the people of Makkah, the kuffar of Makkah heard ki ab to Umar bhi Musliman ho gaye, they started to tremble. Hazrat Umar said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, why do we secretly perform ibadah? Hum chuppe ibadat kyu karte hain? Why do we have to hide and read namaz? Let's perform it in the haram of Kaaba. Ab to hum khul ke namaz padhenge. Now we will show everybody
publicly.
By Allah Azza wa Jal, I will now openly declare my acceptance of Islam to all gatherings against Islam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then marched to the Kaaba with two lines of people, including Hazrat Hamza and Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, with the letter in front. Ek taraf pe Hazrat Amir Hamza, ek taraf par our beloved Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. So he made two rows, and they marched towards the Kaaba. Allahu Akbar. He entered the haram in this glorious fashion and performed salah there. Mere aqa is andaz mein namaz padhe Kaaba ke samne. Subhanallah. After which Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu announced embracement of Islam to the kuffar. The kuffar went forward and they started to punch. And they also refused a few good blows from Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. This became a fight. And thereafter it cooled. But Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu made sure that till yesterday we used to hide and read salah. But Ya Rasulullah, now your servant, your ghulam, your servant Umar is in your daman. Now we will not hide and read namaz anymore. Rather, we will show the people that we are Muslims. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So this was Hazrat Amir Hamza, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. These were the great warriors of Islam, the soldiers of Islam. Subhanallah. They had actually given, but they are other narrations as well regarding Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu accepting Islam.
In fact, Zul, you know, another documented incident, in fact, related to the acceptance of Islam of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, is that he narrates Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu that once I was near the idols of the Quraysh, and this was before my embracing of Islam, someone slaughtered a calf and sacrificed it in the name of those idols, and a voice was heard. And the voice said, Ya Jalihu Amrun Najihun Rajulu Fasihun يقول لا إله إلا الله. O open enemies, a successful person will soon appear and very eloquently declare there is no God but Allah. Those close to me, they panicked when they heard this voice and they ran away.
Allahu
Akbar. But I chose to stay. I remained, and unexpectedly I heard the voice again. Ya Jalihu Amrun Najihun Rajulu Fasihun يقول لا إله إلا الله. O open enemies, a successful person will soon appear and very eloquently declare there is no God but Allah. This time there was nobody present near the idols but me. Only I was there. Immediately after this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced his prophethood. Immediately after this, then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu became greatly affected by what had happened. This also has been accepted as a reason for him entering into Islam. When the tyranny and the oppression against him, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, reached its peak, and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu was taken into the protection of As bin Wa'il Sahmi, who was his protector during the period of ignorance, and through which he escaped further from the torment of the believers, of the disbelievers. Now during this year, the seventh year of the prophethood, the announcement of the prophethood, the oppression and the discrimination against Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam reached its peak, its zenith. And he, along with his blessed family, the Banu Hashim, they were actually exiled. They were driven out to a place where there was no food, there was no water. And no food and water could reach them also. Okay? this was a boycott against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his blessed family as well. And this boycott was actually imposed by the leaders of the Quraysh and other disbelievers as well, who began to notice the increasing strength of Islam. Not to mention two of society's most powerful personalities, Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So the kuffar, they saw the power of Islam is increasing. Imagine Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu has accepted Islam. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu has accepted Islam. And they believed that this is a means of annihilating Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by this boycott, sending them to a specific valley where there's no food and water. They thought, now we can destroy them. We can decrease Islam in this way.
They look for every opportunity.
Absolutely, absolutely. Wherever they could make the lives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the mu'mineen, the believers, difficult, they tried it. Okay? And they thought they can end the legend of Islam. And they agreed to the following conditions of a sanction. They placed a sanction. They said that if Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not surrendered by the Banu Hashim, then we will do the following things. If Banu Hashim does not surrender Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and why? For execution. Na'udhu billahi min dhalik. They said that nobody will marry with them, with their family. Nobody will conduct any business
dealing with them. So they actually made a law.
They made a law, a sanction actually. And they said all social contact will cease against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family.
Allah.
And no drink, no water, not even a morsel of food will be provided.
Allahu.
Imagine. This agreement was prepared by Mansur bin Akram. And all the disbelievers, they signed it. All of them, of the Quraysh, they signed it and they hung it by the Kaaba.
Allahu.
This agreement, this sanction actually, this boycott. Now under the compulsion, Abu Talib, he sought safety with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and other family members in a place called the Valley of Abu Talib. Even the disbelievers, the individuals of the Banu Hashim, except Abu Lahab, lived a life unsuitable for even animals because of their support for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because they supported Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they lived a very, very difficult life, which was even worse than how the animals are living. And you must know, no food is there, no water is there, and nothing is being provided to them as well. And how long they remained in this condition? For 3 years. For 3 years they stayed like this and boiling the leaves of the trees to eat. The children, they used to cry to go and go and sleep because of hunger, because of starvation. They would cry and they would sleep in this condition. And to ensure that no food was supplied, the disbelievers even posted guards around the valley to make sure no food, no water is coming, no supplies, no provisions are entering over there. So imagine, for 3 consecutive years, one after the other, they remained in this unbearable condition. Imagine no food, no water, no supplies and provisions. We have to take the leaves from the trees, boil them and eat them there, and drink whatever we can that's available there. This was endured by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Banu Hashim until certain soft-hearted people of the Quraysh, they began to break this pact of that was hung by the Kaaba. This pact, this sanction, they broke it. Because they were feeling sorry now. So anyways, Hisham bin Amr Amri, Zuhair bin Abi Umayyah, Mut'im bin Adi, Abu al-Bakhtari, Zama bin Aswad and others, they came near. And Zuhair, the son of Abdul Muttalib radiallahu anhu, said, O people, where is the justice that we are filling our stomachs, we are eating nicely, and the innocent children of the Banu Hashim are crying because of starvation?
Allahu.
They're sleeping hungry, innocent children, but we are big people, we are filling our stomachs. Where is the justice in this? He said, Oath on Allah, I won't rest until I tear down this agreement and step on it with my very own feet. Then Abu Jahl came and he said, careful, it won't be touched by you.
Allah.
But he was then confronted so threateningly by Zama that immediately this made him keep quiet. Take care. And furthermore, Abu al-Bakhtari said, Abu Jahl, we are not happy with this horrific agreement before, and nor shall we be happy now or in future. The gathering was also attended by Abu Talib as well, who said, my nephew, Muhammad
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
has said that worms have eaten the entire agreement besides the name of Allah Azza wa Jal. I suggest you take a look at this agreement, if it's true or not. If the worms have...
Abu Talib mentioned this.
He is saying yes. So, if it is, we will throw the remainder of it away and forget about this agreement. We will cancel the sanction, this pact and agreement. If not, I will definitely hand Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to you. Abu Talib is saying. Mut'im bin Adi, he hurried to the Kaaba after hearing this. And he found that indeed the worms had eaten the parchment of this except the name of Allah Azza wa Jal.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. Then he threw this, whatever was remaining, he threw it away. Which means now the sanction...
Yes, he's seen it, but he still threw it.
Yes, you know, he saw it and he threw the sanction away. This agreement, because it was eaten up by the worms. He threw it away. A few young individuals of the Quraysh, they were sent to the valley. And they brought each member of the Banu Hashim back to their homes in complete safety. And during the 10th year of the announcement of prophethood after, the retribution of Allah Azza wa Jal against Mansur bin Akram, the one who drew up this agreement, descended to such an extent that he was unable to use his hand anymore until he died. Because the same hand he used to drop this agreement. Hazur, indeed, here as well, in this 10th year, after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announces prophethood, this 10th year is known as the year of grief, for a specific reason. Because for a few days after returning home, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not harassed by the disbelievers. And his uncle, Abu Talib, who had been his supporter, his aid, his supporter and help, became ill 8 months later and he passed away. His death was indeed a great sadness to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he had bravely helped Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through every situation, whatever difficulty was there, confronting the enemies or nurturing him during his childhood with too much of love actually. But now, that support was gone.
That support was gone.
It was gone. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, I hope you have gained some benefit from whatever we have discussed. I'm sure we have as well. I would like to ask you to please, or request you, please let's conclude with one shi'r, one couplet, inshallah ta'ala.
I think because we have learnt about the iman and the status of the iman of the Sahaba ikram and Sahabiyat, how much they love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah, we also make dua for our iman, and so that we must love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even more. So to increase this love and ishq in our hearts, let's all of us get together inshallah and make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this couplet of Amiri Ahl Sunnat.
Meri aane wali nasle tere ishq hi mein machle, meri aane wali nasle tere ishq hi mein machle, unhein nek tum bana na, unhein nek tum bana na, unhein nek tum bana na, madani madine wale, madani madine wale, madani madine wale.
MashaAllah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, we are hopeful that you will join us next time on the same silsila, The Life of the Chosen One. Ameen, bijahin nabiyyin ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Countless salutations be upon the chosen one, the soul of mercy. Countless salutations be upon the divine candle of assembly of guidance.